Lilanishmas Abba Murray Zichrono Livracha. Rav Tesim and Sadi Tes. Shasa Yain Kede Revis Al Yispal Achayasir Yeno. A person drank a revis of wine, and for now we'll assume, and it affected him. He can feel in his mind that he's a little bit, not drunk, but his mind is not 1,000% clear. You shouldn't daven Shmona Esrei until the effects of the wine wear off. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that regarding duchening, nesias kapayim, there's a machlokas in this case, whether one is allowed to say birkas kohanim, but by, even if you make it over there, by davening it's more strict, and you're not allowed to daven. The Mishnah Berurah has a discussion, what if while you're waiting for the effects of the wine to wear off, you'll miss the man tefillah. And he says that since nowadays we don't have such perfect kavanah and davening anyway, we shouldn't be so machmer that if, again, you're not drunk, and your mind is a little bit, you feel a little bit that the effects of the wine, if you're going to miss man tefillah, then you're allowed to daven Shmona Esrei. The Ramah adds on that din kriyas shma is kedin tefillah, that you shouldn't say kriyas shma either, or the birchos kriyas shma, if you're at all affected by the wine, and you have to wait l'chachilah till the effects of the wine wear off. But shar brachos you're allowed to say, but other brachos, not the shma and birchos kriyas shma, if one is just slightly affected by the wine, you're allowed to say other brachos l'chachilah, no problem. Okay. So that's the case where you drank enough and you're slightly affected by the wine. What if a person is not affected by the wine? The Mishnah Berurah says, what if you drink a revis of wine in two drinks, not at one time? Or you added a little water to dilute it a little bit. In a case like that, if a person doesn't feel any effect of the wine at all, then he's mutar l'chatchila to daven and say brachos and say shema, no problem. And the Prima Gadim says, the kol zeh kol lefi masha mevim bedaito. If you can tell that it didn't affect you at all, then it's mutar l'chatchila in a case like that. There's one question that's not exactly clear. What if a person drank more than a revis? Let's say he drank 5 ounces, but he knows himself that it didn't affect him at all. So this line of the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Katan Beis, to kol zeh kol lefi masha mevim bedaito, does that also go on the case where he taka drank more than a revis? And the Piskei Tshuva says that most of the Achronim hold that in a case like that, if the person feels that he has not been affected at all by the wine, he's allowed to daven l'chadchila, and he quotes that that's what the Sefer Isha Yisrael says, and others. The Mishnah Berurah sounds a little bit like that he wouldn't be able to daven in that case, but it seems that most of the Achronim say that if you drank a little more than a revis, and you feel and you know it didn't affect you at all, then you're allowed to daven l'chadchila. So far we have two categories. Then there's a third category, that a person taka is drunk. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Vim shasa yoser, imu yachol ladaber lifnei melech." If you're lucid, you can speak in front of the king. But im einu yachol ladaber lifnei melech. But if you're drunk, you can't talk lucidly. Then it's aser to daven im ispalel tefilasa toeva. V'tzarich lachzor ispal kasheser yenu mi'olav. If you daven, your davening doesn't count. You have to daven again. And even if the over is man tefila, if this man tefila passes, then you can daven 2 tefilas later. It's like a din shogeg, because you're just not able to daven now. The Mishnah Berurah says that there's one case where it won't be considered a shogeg. Let's say it's almost shkia time, and you know if you get drunk now, there's no way you'll be able to daven, and you choose to get drunk. So in that case, that's amazed. You've put yourself in a situation where it's impossible for you to daven, and then you can't daven now, and you can't make it up later either. Okay. The Ramah says, V'din kriyas shma k'din tefillah. And you can't say shma or say the birchos kriyas shma either there. But the Ramah, when you're drunk. This is a case where you're drunk, you're not lucid. You can't exactly walk straight, you're not lucid. You couldn't talk in front of an important person the way you are now. It would be too embarrassing. But the Ramah says, Shar brachos yachol varech. Afapishu Shikr. The Ramaz Mekyo, that other brachas you can say. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gra that Lichadchila you shouldn't say other brachas either. Lichadchila. And one should be machmir like the Gra. If, however, you're going to miss the zman of saying the bracha, then you follow the Ramah. Let's say it's a case where it's time to say Alamichya, and you're still drunk, but if you wait till the wine wears off, it'll be too late to say Alamichya anymore, or too late to bench anymore. So then we follow the Ramah, and you can bench or say brachos even if you're drunk. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that when you're drunk, you can't be mitzaref to a minyan either. So that's three categories so far. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes a fourth category. That's if your mom is totally drunk. Shichruso sholot. You can't think straight. You can't talk straight. A person who's mamish totally drunk is kishota yichasha legamre lekuyama. You're considered a shota. You're considered deranged. And you're putter from all the mitzvos. And even if you said shema b'dieved, you're not yotze. And your brachas don't count. And you certainly can't say brachos then or anything. That's the most extreme case. That's the case of shichruso of shichruso shelot. Oh. So that is Seif Aleph, the four categories. No effect at all. A little bit of an effect of the wine. You're drunk that you're not lucid, you can't stand in front of a king. And then you're totally, totally drunk. And we went through the details of each of those four cases. Okay. In Seif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara the definitions of what's considered that the effect of the wine has worn off. And the Aruch Shulchan explains that regarding davening, we assume that it all depends on how you feel, whether the effect of the wine has worn off. V'tfila kol sheniro shesar yeinu mi'olav mutar lispala. So, which fits with what the Mishnah Berurah said earlier, hakol fi ma shemevim b'daito. So it depends on whether you felt it wore off. Oh. Sif Gimel. Kol echad shusasui saigo lifi masha margish benafsho sheyofik sheino. So what I just said is what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say in Sif Gimel, that it depends on how you feel whether the effects of the wine has worn off. The Ramah says, V'lachain ein izharin b'yeno shalanu she'ein chazakin, she'mispalin afapish ha'shashu b'viz v'yoseh. Nowadays, our wines, they're not so strong. The Ramah says, even though a person drank more than a reviz, and he's not totally drunk, he's not drunk that he can't stand in front of a king, but he's a little drunk, the Ramah says, he's allowed a daven. V'kol shkeni mispalin b'toch siddur she'biyado, she'ein choshrin l'shichus miyat. Especially if he has a siddur in front of him, then we're not concerned about the shichus mat. This Ramah appears to be a middle case where the wine, it's where you're a little bit drunk. In other words, you're not totally confused, you can't stand in front of a king, but the wine's affected you just a little more than a little bit. This is called a little bit drunk. And the Ramah is mekil that if you hold a sitter, that if you hold the sitter in front of you, and that allows you to focus, then you're allowed to daven. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mikom makom ein nachon. Ideally, you shouldn't do this, meaning you shouldn't rely on this Ramah. But in a case where you need to rely on the Ramah, what's the case? Where you're going to miss the Zman Tefillah, then you're allowed to if you use a sitter. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah concludes. Let's say a person on Yom Tov, he drank a little, and now it's Mincha time. And if he waits till it totally wears off, he'll miss the zman. So since he has a sitter, and the Mishnah Berurah adds on that nowadays we don't have such perfect kavana anyway. In a case like that, if a person drank more than a reviz, and even if a person feels a little bit drunk, he can stand in front of a king, a little bit drunk. In a case like that, the Mishnah Berurah says we rely on the Ramah, and we would let you daven if not you're going to miss the Zman Tefillah. Obviously, it goes without saying, Jews shouldn't be getting drunk. It's a very, very terrible thing, not on Shabbos and not during the week. On Purim, so people drink. So these halachos, with the details that we learned, affect whether one would daven or benching and saying brachos when one is drunk, either a little drunk or more than a little drunk on Purim. And that's in the case of Purim, then one really needs to know the details of these halachos. Okay, we'll stop here.